Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Though the Alabama Republican primary looks competitive on paper, a new poll suggests it's not, at least in the early going. According to a new WPA intelligence survey, Congressman Mo Brooks begins with a commanding 55-12% lead over former Alabama Business Council CEO Katie Britt, who was retiring Senator Richard Shelby's longtime chief of staff. The lead actually grows to 73-13% when the poll respondents were informed that former President Donald Trump endorses Mr. Brooks. The Democrats have filed only former Brighton Mayor Brandon Dean as their candidate. Two Ohio special congressional elections will be decided on November 2nd. In Northern Ohio, Democrat Chantel Brown is the prohibitive favorite to replace Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge in the Cleveland-anchored congressional district. Turning to the Southern 15th District, Republican Mike Carey looked in strong position to hold the seat of former Representative Steve Stivers, who resigned earlier in the year. A new Emerson College poll finds Mr. Carey, the former Ohio Coal Association chairman, leading Columbus area state representative Allison Russo 50-39% as the campaigns make the turn into the home stretch. Texas has joined the list of states to complete redistricting. Governor Greg Abbott signed the congressional and legislative maps legislation, which could mean a net Republican gain of one seat in the Lone Star State delegation. With two sitting members, Representatives Lloyd Doggett and Vicente Gonzalez, moving to other districts from the ones they currently hold, a new open 15th district that stretches from the Austin suburbs to the Texas border and through the city of McAllen would be created and could well flip to the GOP. Last week, House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth of Kentucky announced that he would not seek a ninth term in Congress, and now we see two more veteran Democrats following suit. Representatives David Price of North Carolina and Pennsylvania's Mike Doyle will both end their congressional careers once this session adjourns at the beginning of 2023. The two will have served a combined 62 years in the House at the end of their current terms. A pair of Shone Cooperman research polls of the Virginia and New Jersey governor's races are reporting similar findings. They both show the Democratic candidates, Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey, and former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, leading their respective Republican opponents. But when the most likely voters are isolated, the margins become very close. We also saw serious polling differential in Virginia. Fox News found McAuliffe leading by 11 points among all voters and 5 among the most likely participants. The Trafalgar Group, polling during the same mid-October period, actually sees Republican Youngkin claiming a one-point edge. Though New Jersey and Virginia are now cast as reliable Democratic states, upsets in these governor's races are possible, and particularly so in the Commonwealth of Virginia. The closing weeks of both of these campaigns bears watching. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.